Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host, and we've talked a little bit about it being Valentine's Day next Wednesday. It's one of those odd years where Valentine's Day is also Ash Wednesday. So we've got some programming for you over the next few shows to help with the preparation for Lent. On Monday, we'll have a very fine hour with Father Boniface Hicks on praying during Lent. And don't stress out. A lot of people get stressed out when you start talking about prayer. But Father Boniface is very helpful in prayer. And something we like to do each year preparing for the season of Lent is to invite our good friend Gary Zimak on. He's a popular Catholic speaker, radio host, podcaster, and author. His books include Stop Worrying and Start Living, and From Fear to Faith, and A Worrier's Guide to the Bible, and the endlessly popular Give Up Worry for Lent. And that's what we're going to talk about this hour. You are welcome to call 888-318-7884. Are you afflicted with worry and you'd like some help? Or would you like to talk about the book, particularly about giving up worry for Lent? 888-318-7884. Gary Zimak, welcome. Glad to have you here.
Cy, it's my pleasure. Great to be back again with you, brother.
It's always, always good to hear that Philadelphia accent and and have you back on. You know, I thought I'd like to start with a question about you, Gary, because you don't do this stuff because you studied it, from 10,000 feet or something. This is your life. So tell us about discovering that Christ doesn't want you to be a worrier.
Yes, absolutely. And I appreciate the opportunity, Cy. I'm someone who struggles with anxiety. I've struggled with it from when I was very young. I'm a cradle Catholic, went to 12 years of Catholic school, but it took me many years to make the connection that Jesus, the man who said, do not worry, to make the connection that maybe he can help me not worry. And Cy, I've heard his words for years, but he can't really help, you know, but boy, can he help. So I live this. I am someone who has a tendency to be anxious, to panic when faced with adversity, but I've learned to really rely on the Lord. And he's, as you know, this is my mission. This is what he has given me. I'm blessed to be the worry guy and to let people know that with Jesus, we can find peace no matter how badly we tend to worry or be anxious.
The thing is, Gary, I know God has given you this mission, but you're not alone in the worry department. Something about our world is producing an excess of worry.
Yeah, and if we don't have it, if we can't find it, or if we can't think about something to worry on our own, all we have to do is depend on the media. They will give us things to worry about. But you know, the problem, Cy, with that is they don't give us the full truth. The full truth is that Jesus Christ is bigger than anything we can ever worry about. They don't tell you the full story. Yeah, there's things that we can get anxious about, but he's the answer. And many times, these occasions to worry are opportunities to trust in him. That's what I find.
You know, I also find that there are, how shall I put this? There are kind of self-help folks who come up with their theme and their idea and their gimmick or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And with you, it's all rooted in scripture. This is not like Gary's special program that you cooked up in the lab.
No, this is not, my books are not self-help books. My talks are not self-help talks. They're God help books and talks. Doesn't mean I don't really study anxiety and worry and talk to people and live it and pray about this constantly. I've been in full-time ministry for 12 years now, after 30 years in the software industry. This is my life. I think about it. And Cy, you know, people ask me, do I worry? I say, to be honest, I have to tell you, I don't worry anymore. I do panic, but that initially, oh my gosh, there's a problem. I tend to panic. But now I know what to do with that panic, and I just turn it to the Lord. And I'm more confident in him than I ever have been. And, you know, I'm so grateful that he has given me such peace. But he's also continues to give me new problems and difficulties and challenges that could easily cause me to spiral out of control, you know, but that gives me new material to come on and talk about and let people know that there is hope with God, all things are possible. And as I mentioned in the introduction of my book, St. Paul, 1 Corinthians 7:32, he said, I want you to be free from anxieties. Those are inspired words.
Right.
So if Paul's writing it, God wants it. He doesn't want us to worry.
888-318-7884 is our number. Is worry a problem in your life? Do you need help relying on God so that worry can be cared for by him and lifted by him? Do you have trouble believing that he wants you to be at peace? Or even maybe that you have a right to be at peace given the state of the world? Many people are afflicted with that. The sum of Scripture, if you look through it, this is something I find amazing in your work, Gary, is you never run out of passages to help with worry, because this seems to be a theme that is there that you can so easily miss, that God wants to care for you and he does not want you to worry.
Exactly. Because you know why he does that? I mean, I can't speak for him, but I can surmise that the reason he does it, and it's mentioned so often throughout Scripture, is we have a tendency to worry because we forget about him. You know, Cy, I'm about to really begin my big speaking tour for Lent. I'm doing 5 parish missions this year all over the country. And whenever I speak at the masses, they always give me a few minutes to speak at the end of the masses to try to invite people to the missions. I always say, the reason we as Christians worry is because God is not real enough to us. As Christians, we should know that we got a Father in heaven who loves us, who wants to care for us, and who sent his Son into the world to lead us to our heavenly home and to free us from the burden of anxiety, you know? So he needs to become real, and I consider that to be one of my jobs, to make him real to those who need him the most.
888-318-7884. Give Up Worry for Lent is the book from Gary Zimek. It's been out. How many years now has it been out, Gary?
It came out in 2019.
2019. Okay.
Yeah, so 5 years now, right? I'm not a math guy, Cy, so I think that's five.
I am not well known for my mathematical skills, Gary. Not even my arithmetic skills. 888-318-7884. But it's a book that every year or year after year, it'll sell out at this time of year. It'll sell because people. It's kind of like you could say, well, what am I going to do for Lent this year? You know, we do try to tell people, don't overdo at Lent. That is kind of one of the messages. So, all right, so pick something that you're really going to do, that you're going to focus on, that's going to bring you closer to Jesus. One thing you could do is just get this book and do it each day.
Right, right. And you know, it's an attractive concept to so many people because nobody likes to worry. And when they hear this title, Give Up Worry for Lent, and it's amazing the way this book continues to sell. I mean, this is my best-selling book out of the 13 books that I've written by far. And people like that. Yeah, I can give up worry. And in a sense, even though it sounds attractive, it really pleases the Lord, because when we worry, we're not placing our trust in him. So that's why Jesus said, do not worry, because he wants us to trust him. He wants us to let him lead us and guide us. So, I mean, I credit the Holy Spirit for giving me this concept of this book, Give Up Worry for Lent, but people are very willing to read it and I get so many good responses from people who have done it, who said it's life-changing. And I'm so grateful that the Lord has used me as his instrument to deliver this message.
So if you're thinking about what to do this Lent, and this seems like one that the Lord might be calling to you, check it out, Give Up Worry for Lent. The publisher is, who, Gary?
Ave Maria Press.
Ave Maria Press. So you can, I'm sure you could look on wherever you get your Catholic books. But Ave Maria Press would be the website to go to as well to get more information and to get your copy. You've got time to order it and get it before Lent starts. Give Up Worry for Lent. I'm going to take a 1 minute break, Gary. We'll come back. Okay. I want to ask you two things. One, because I know you have a very popular daily email that goes out to people. I want to ask you about that. But I also want to ask you about the process that you use. I know it's got the R's. I think reading and responding or reflecting and responding to kind of... Mm-hmm. I want to ask you about that process of incorporating God's message of his love and his desire that we not worry. We'll do that when we come back. There are still 2 lines open if you want to talk with Gary, and I will get to calls very shortly. 888-318-7884.
Miss a show? Make sure to catch up by downloading the podcast, available online at Catholic.com.
Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by Real Estate for Life. Real Estate for Life connects homebuyers and sellers to real estate agents while supporting pro-life organizations. On the web at realestateforlife.org.
Catechism in a Year with me, Father Mike Schmitz, is now available right here on Catholic Radio. Encounter God's plan of sheer goodness for us, revealed in Scripture and passed down through the tradition of the Catholic faith, as we journey together toward our heavenly home.
Bible in a Year and Catechism in a Year with Father Mike Schmitz, tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on EWTN Radio.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Gary Zimak is our guest, and we're talking, as we do each year at this time, with Gary about his book, but also his kind of process that's in the book for Lent, helping people through Lent, give up worry for Lent. Not a self-help book, but a book of, as Gary said, God help, availing oneself of what God is in page after page of the Scripture offering to us, which is to love us in a fatherly way and care for us all the way through every single moment of this life. Give Up Worry for Lent is the book. If you want to talk with Gary, give us a call, 888-318-7884. All right, before I ask you about process, tell me about the daily emails, because I know those are a big deal.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. So I started these daily email reflections that I send out once each day during COVID. I believe I started it. And when I started, I thought, I don't know if I'm going to be able to keep up with this, but I'm going to try. And I send out each day a Bible verse, a short reflection, and sometimes a prayer. It is very short, very easy to read, just to give hope to those who are feeling hopeless many times. Well, Si, this thing has taken off, and people have really been responding to this. They just love it. They feel like I'm walking with them, which I am. And, you know, they respond sometimes. They'll reply to the email, and everybody's shocked, like, oh, my gosh, you answer your emails. Well, I do. This is not just a job for me. This is what I do. We are walking with one another. So during Lent each year, I shift the focus to give up worry for Lent. And what I'll do is, for the Bible verse, I'll use the daily verse in the book, Give Up Worry for Lent, which is also a daily devotional. And I'll give some more, you know, inside information, or give some insight. Here's why I chose this verse, and here's how it can help you. So we're going to be shifting over, beginning on Monday, to a Give Up Worry for Lent format. And just in the past couple of days, I've done some other radio shows. I've gotten close to 150 new subscribers. People really like this. It's totally free of charge. It's available through my website, followingthetruth.com. And it's just a reminder that nobody is alone in this process of giving up worry. You know, certainly God's there, but I want them to know, my followers, people who get these emails, that I'm with them, that I'm walking with them. And I want to do it in a way that is easy to read and doesn't take a lot of time. I like to keep it simple. So it's been working. I'd love to get, you know, anybody listening, if they want to sign up, followingthetruth.com is the place to do it. And again, it is free of charge. I don't spam you. I send one email each day. I write all the reflections myself. I'm not just going to regurgitate what is in Give Up Worry for Lent. I'll use that verse. Maybe I'll have a little excerpt, but I'm going to put some commentary and let people know that, you know, it's possible. We can do this. We can give up worry for Lent.
Amen. Amen. I said I was going to talk to you about process, but I'm a little anxious now because all the lines are full. I'm going to take a few calls, and then we'll get to the process question.
That sounds good.
All right, let's start with Mariana in Texas, listening on Red Sea Radio. Mariana, welcome. Go ahead with your question for Gary Zimak.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me. It's just a godsend that you happen to be on this show today, because I'm probably the biggest worrywart you'll ever know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, man. I don't know about that. I could probably top you or come close.
Oh, yeah. My question is just what advice would you be able to give me in just thinking of God in the moments of worry? Because I find it, like, really hard to stop the worrying and just be able to think about God even in the moment.
Yeah, that's a great question. And it can be challenging. Mariana, here's what I do. I try to use those moments where I'm not worried, when I'm feeling pretty peaceful, such as first thing in the morning. So, you know, that's usually my favorite time. I spend a little time reading some scripture. There are plenty of verses in the Bible that talk about, you know, not worrying. I focus on a lot of them in my book, or even the daily mass readings are a good place to start. Spend a little time with the Lord. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to remember him throughout the day. Every day in the morning, one of my prayers is, come Holy Spirit, inspire my thoughts, my words, and my actions. Please control my emotions, steer me away from excessive fear, and make God the Father and Jesus more real to me today. And I find that when you do that, now sometimes I forget, but the more you do that, the more likely you are to remember about the Lord in the midst of your worries. You know, sometimes it's hard though. When you're in the middle of the storm, it's easy to panic and not forget and not remember. But I think the more you do it, and to choose those quiet times when you have a little peace to set the day up, to set the day off, set your day off on the right foot, it becomes easier to remember in the moment of panic and worry.
Okay, Mariana?
Hey, thank you.
Thank you. God bless you, sister. Thank you very much for the call, for starting us off. I do appreciate it. Going to a old friend, Emma, in Hayden, Idaho. Emma, happy to have you back here again. Go ahead with your question for Gary.
Thanks, Si. So, Gary, I called last year to let you know, but my husband went through cancer and treatment all last year, and I went and got your book, and it was a lifesaver.
Oh, thank God.
He's coming up on his one-year major test to see if there's anything left in there. And you know what? This has been my attitude the whole way. No matter what, I'm at peace.
Praise God.
No matter what.
Yeah.
So I wanted to thank you for your book. Because it's mainly, you know, I've learned to just breathe. Because I'm a panicker too.
Yeah. I really appreciate you calling to let me know that. I'm going to continue to keep you in my prayers, your husband as well. That is such a great story. And you know, what you said is so powerful. That's the secret, to tell the Lord. And this isn't easy to do. I've got something going on with in my life that I've had to do this within the past month or so, to tell the Lord, Lord, here's what I'd like. But if you don't want to grant this and you're going to continue to let this situation go on, I'm okay with it. That's a hard prayer to pray.
Yeah.
You don't have to feel it, right, to pray that. But it brings such peace, doesn't it? That's total surrender.
Can I say one more thing?
Sure.
I just in this valley, because I feel like I'm in a valley again, I've realized that Jesus, the most gut-wrenching prayer he ever said, God did not answer the way he wanted.
Mm.
And I'm okay with that.
Oh, Emma, what a beautiful call.
Wow.
Thank you, Emma. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Emma.
I just want to let you know, Tracy just called. She said she heard the program and decided to give up worry for Lent. She wanted to say thank you. So she couldn't stay on the line, but I'm just letting you know, Gary. Give Up Worry for Lent is Gary Zimak's most popular book. He's written a whole bunch of them, including From Fear to Faith and Stop Worrying and Start Living, A Worrier's Guide to the Bible, and many more. You can get his daily emails at followingthetruth.com, followingthetruth.com. And right now, if you're a parish planner and you're planning out a parish talks for the coming year, including next Lent, as you might imagine, because Gary wrote the book, Give Up Worry for Lent. He's quite popular in the season of Lent, so now would be the time to reach out for next year. You can do that, I think, at followingthetruth.com as well, right? Does that work?
That is correct, Si. Absolutely. And you know, I am sold out this year. I'm completely booked solid for Lent, so now would be a good time. And you know what? These Give Up Worry for Lent parish missions, they draw great crowds. It's the topic. You know, I'm not going to say it's because I'm such a great speaker, although I don't think I'm bad, but you know, it is a really powerful topic. People are looking to give up worry. So yeah, now's the time to book me. And I'm also, we'll talk later about it, later on in the program about it, but I am available to do Advent parish missions as well, because Again, we'll talk about it, but there's an Advent book coming out, right, Si?
We'll talk about what's coming. Yes, Gary, I'm making sure I will not miss talking about the Advent book that's coming out.
I got to keep an eye on you, Si.
I know you do. 888-318-7884 is the number here. We talk a little bit about the process because it seems to me that over the course of the books that you've written and you're thinking about the using the scripture as the ground for kind of helping people grow their trust in God, that there's a fertile trust that can be grown by following what God says in the scripture. You kind of have developed a process that you bring people through.
Yeah, and the first thing is I like to keep it very simple, but not fluffy. There's substance in what I write. I want to make sure that people are getting the authentic Catholic teaching in a simple way, because I'm a simple guy. I like to keep things simple and digestible. I always begin in Give Up Worry for Lent, in the new Advent book, in my daily email reflections, a few of my other books, with a scripture verse. I want people to hear from the Lord first, and then I'll have a reflection. I'll talk a little bit about it. Here's why I think this verse matters and how it can help. And then I always like to have a call to action, a response, you know, not just to hear it and say, oh, that's a really good point, Lord, I shouldn't worry, but to encourage the readers to do something, to take action based on that scripture. And then finally, most importantly, I like to include a prayer, because none of us should be doing this on our own. We're not going to give up worry on our own. We're not going to become holy on our own. We need the help of the Lord. And that's why I want to put people in touch with the Lord. And that's how the book works. That's how many of my books work. I like it simple. And I think people appreciate that. And the results seem to really prove that out.
Well, I think that's one of the things about Give Up Worry for Lent is sometimes we can have all these plans and I should do this and I should do that. And if you have this one consistent thing that you're doing each day and it has that its roots in scripture, but helps you to incorporate that scripture into your life, I think it covers a lot of bases without being like, I mean, I have to admit, Gary, there's been times in the past when I should have had a spreadsheet for all the things I said I was going to do for Lent. But then halfway through Lent, I'm like, oh yeah, I was going to do this and I was going to do that. As I get older, I do believe in the simplicity thing. Look, you don't have to be constantly doing. Find the thing that's going to be that's going to help you draw closer to God and give up worry for Lent does that. Greg's in Berwick, Pennsylvania, listening on iHeartRadio. Greg, we're glad you're here. Go ahead with your question for Gary Zimak.
Thank you. How can we tell the difference between worry and then, you know, being genuinely concerned about problems that come along? I listened to the Surrender Novena, and it tells you to surrender all your worry to God. So what role do we play once we turn it over to God? We can't just be passive. So what's our role?
That is an excellent question, Greg, and I get that one a lot. And here's what I believe about that. When concern is a good thing. Worry originates from fear. And fear is an emotion. God gives us this emotion of fear really to preserve ourselves. It lets us know that we are in danger. Sometimes it works in an unnatural way, or we have excessive fear. We're afraid when we shouldn't be. But the way it's meant to work, the emotion of fear alerts us that there is a danger and we are expected to take action. You know, you get out of harm's way. That's concern. Concern's a good thing. And I think a good question to ask ourselves is, when we're afraid, can I do anything about this? If we can, then do it. But on the other hand, what worry is, and I like this, I forget where I heard this, but I'm definitely stealing this from somebody. Worry is a conversation we have with ourselves about things we can't change. On the other hand, prayer is a conversation we have with God about things he can change. So worry is a useless process. It is a process. It is a decision. It doesn't feel like it sometimes, but it's really dwelling on a what-if case. What if this never gets better? What if this doesn't work out? What if, what if, what if? Worry is rooted in fiction, but concern is rooted in fact. And I've spent a lot of time, and sometimes it's not easy.
And that's where the problem is.
Could you say that again, Greg?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So if we ruminate on something, that's when it starts to get in our way of solving the problem, right? So you're saying the excessive worry, right?
Correct, correct. And you know, Greg, there are times when the Lord makes it so that there is nothing we can do. And that's when he calls us to trust him, which is also, trust is not a feeling, just like worry is not a feeling. Worry is a decision, so is trust. I can choose to trust God no matter how I feel. And you know, sometimes it's not easy to figure out the difference. And sometimes I'll start to spin my wheels saying, no, there's got to be something. I have to be able to do something. And, you know, generally, I believe the Holy Spirit lets you know when, hey, Gary, it's time to chill a little bit and really trust. So that was an excellent question. I really appreciate you bringing it up.
Greg, thank you for the call. Our guest is Gary Zimak. Our phone number, 888-318-7884. We're talking about giving up worry for Lent. Gary's book, one of his books, is Give Up Worry for Lent. If you need some help with worry, if you're interested in the book, if you just want to talk with Gary, give us a call, 888-318-7884.
Why We're Catholic is the one book you can hand to anyone to invite them into or back to the Catholic faith. With more than 400,000 copies sold, Trent Horn's book has had a number one ranking on Amazon.com for 5 years running. Now available in softcover, bulk cases, ebook, and on Audible. Find out what the excitement is all about. Order your copies of Why We're Catholic at shop.catholic.com or visit whywearecatholic.com.
Is relativism dead? It sure seems dead. Each day, new moral demands are made and they are presented to us as absolutes. Everything from transgender ideology to physician-assisted suicide is presented as a moral good that all right-thinking people must accept. But Catholic Answer's own Carlo Broussard says look deeper, and you will see today's moralism is just relativism dressed up in new clothes. Carlo's eye-opening book, The New Relativism, shines a light on how the sacred moral teachings of this age cover up a deep denial of moral truth. Order your copy of The New Relativism today at shop.catholic.com and be prepared to defend the truth against aggressive relativism. The New Relativism at shop.catholic.com or ask for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Our Lord needs articulate defenders of the truth to spread the joy of the Catholic faith. Catholic Answers Monthly Giving Club, Society 315, helps you fulfill the call in 1 Peter 3:15 to always be prepared to make a defense for the hope that is in you. For as little as $10 a month, you'll help Catholics grow in faith, bring lapsed Catholics home, and lead non-Catholics to the truth. Go to CASociety315.com and join today.
Matt Swaim here. Monday on the Sunrise Morning Show, we'll take a look at this week in Catholic history with Kevin Schmiesing, plus all the latest news, weather, sports, and more. Now back to Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live. As I said at the top of the hour, Lent is coming on Wednesday. Ash Wednesday is also Valentine's Day, but Lent will begin. So we wanted to do a little bit of Lenten programming for you. There will be more Lenten programming early next week. And this hour that we're doing now, we've done for several years with Gary, and it's something that I always look forward to. And I look forward to it because I think that Gary is on to something that is absolutely essential, that what we Christians really have to offer when we offer the person of Jesus Christ to others is peace, peace that the world can't give. And everybody wants it. And everybody, we're seeking it everywhere. But it can be found. It can be located. You can have the peace of Christ in your heart. And it's real peace, sturdy peace that won't go away. And I think that that's what Gary has devoted his life to bringing people to. So Give Up Worry for Lent is the book, and that's the topic of this hour, 888-318-7884. It's such a huge success, Give Up Worry for Lent. I really do feel you should do a similar book for Advent. Have you ever thought of that, Gary?
You know, it's funny you should mention that.
Isn't that funny that I should mention that?
Coming soon, give up Worry for Advent.
No.
I was going to say, that's not the title. Find Peace in Advent. right? That we just switched the title, right? I asked you to write it. You got an advanced copy of it. You were kind enough to give me an endorsement. The book is going to be called Find Peace in Advent. It's going to be coming out very soon. It's going to be pre-orderable. Essentially, it is a give up worry for Lent type book during the Advent season. Mm-hmm. One of the most stressful times of the year, right?
I know. It's welcome, Prince of Peace. I'm exhausted.
Exactly. But that book's going to be coming out soon. It's going to be pre-orderable soon. And if anybody's interested in finding out about that, I will make known as soon as it's available through my daily email reflection. So that would be a great time. It'd be a great idea to subscribe to that so you'll find out about the book.
Look, the clearinghouse for all of this is followingthetruth.com. Just go to Gary's website.
That is the place to go. Si, could I say one more thing before we take another call? This is brief. You mentioned something a few minutes ago, and I just wanted to touch on this. I think a lot of times, and I run into this when I encounter people, when I travel around and do my emails, I'll hear sometimes, well, everybody worries. And these are from Christians. I've heard this from Christians. I've heard this from priests. Here's the thing. When I look at the words of Jesus, he said, do not worry. He said that specifically. Mm-hmm. And he said multiple variations of that. If he said that, don't you think it must be possible for us not to worry? I totally believe it is possible. And I'm going to encourage everyone, don't settle. Don't let anybody tell you everybody worries. Jesus said, do not worry. That's good enough for me. We might be working on this for the rest of our lives to some degree. That's okay. But it is possible to stop worrying. And as you said earlier, Si, the Lord wants us to be at peace.
Amen.
He's the Prince of Peace, right?
Yeah, that's right. 888-318-7884. Let's go to Larry and Angie in Charlotte, North Carolina. Larry and Angie, welcome. Go ahead with your question for Gary.
Sure, thank you. Nice to hear you guys all the time. Just wanted to say that. But
thank you.
Our question was basically, how do you know how? Right, God asks you to participate. So how do you know? You know, sometimes we worry about, should I be doing something about it? Like, I trust in God, but should I be doing? Like, is He wanting me? He usually wants us to take part with Him. How do you know what parts He's asking for you to do with His guidance?
Excellent question, Larry. Here's what I believe. I am a big believer in the power of the Holy Spirit. And there's a three-word prayer that I pray often, come Holy Spirit. And, you know, it's guide my thoughts, let me know what I should do. We have a tendency. Okay, I have a tendency. I'm bad at this, and I've got to get better, that when I pray a simple prayer like that, and I don't necessarily feel anything immediately. I think, okay, I got to do more. I need to do a novena right now. I need to pray for 2 hours. Come Holy Spirit is a very effective prayer. And that's what I like to do. I like to ask the Holy Spirit, help me. Help me know what to do in this case. And I have chosen to believe that He will. If I don't get anything at that moment, then I assume that He doesn't want me to do anything. And I'll keep praying about it if it's a problem that really is a complex problem or I'm expecting, and maybe I'm thinking I should be doing something. I'll keep praying to the Holy Spirit, and I'll say, Holy Spirit, look, you need to hit me over the head with a sledgehammer. I'm not the brightest guy in the world. Please make it obvious to me. And He does. He does. I really believe that. So I believe in asking for help from the Holy Spirit.
What do you think, Larry?
Amen, brother. Come Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Right? Amen. You got that. Yes. Thank you. There's never been a truer prayer prayed than when Gary prays, Lord, I'm not the smartest guy in the world. Excuse me, wait, I got yes. the wrong part.
You're right. You were right, Si.
Deborah's in Cincinnati, Ohio. Listen, I always have to get my dumb digs in. I don't know.
I appreciate it. I love you, Si. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Gary. I feel the same. Deborah's in Cincinnati, Ohio, listening on Sacred Heart Radio. Deborah, go ahead with your question for Gary Zimak.
Yes, hello. Thank you so much. And I say the same thing to God all the time, that He needs to hit me on the head with a sledgehammer. So I love that.
you two should wear helmets.
So I feel like I'm really good at surrendering to God and trusting Him all about myself, not worrying about anything in my own personal life. Mm-hmm. But I really worry about our sons. They're adults, and one in particular does not go to church anymore. And I just I worry all the time about how can I get him back to the church, what I, you know, just pray and pray for him, and right. he's going to be getting married, and we don't know yet whether they are going to get married in the church, which is upsetting to me as well. I don't know how to handle this.
Deborah, that's such a common problem, and my heart goes out to you. I feel the same way about my kids and my wife. You know, it's one thing to worry about myself, but when they're involved, then all of a sudden it's more of a temptation for me. A couple of things that I would offer is, number one, whatever you do, don't stop praying. Believe that your prayers will have an effect. I mean, look at the story of St. Augustine, how many years it took for him to come around. There's so many other stories of people having conversions. Never stop praying. Keep setting a good example the best you can, and just be patient. Boy, that is so hard, but that's one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit, that patience, that learning to wait on God and his timing, and know that God wants to bring about the conversion of your children, probably or definitely even more than you do. Don't ever give up. Keep praying. Be faithful. And, you know, don't be surprised if it happens one day. I know many times in the past I wasn't ready. I don't want anybody to tell me what to do when it came to the faith. I wasn't ready to take Jesus seriously. But man, when I was listening, when the Lord put me in a position to really be so desperate that I had no other choice, I was all ears. So pray that the Lord will continue to work on your sons. And I do believe that someday when they need to hear it, when they really are open to it, that it's going to make a lot more sense to them.
Okay, how do we know whether to say something or not? Just be quiet.
That's tricky.
You got to pay extra for an answer for that one.
But you know, we get to that simple prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, let me know. I can't tell you how many times I've been in a situation where I said, "All right, I think I should say this, but Holy Spirit, let me know," and then I'll get a feeling like, "Okay, go ahead and say it," or don't say it. Sometimes you're going to say it, and maybe you shouldn't have said it, and you'll get a reaction, and then you'll say, okay, maybe next time I won't say this. And then you trust that God's big enough to fix whatever you said and you shouldn't have said. So again, I really believe it's prayer and feeling, and depending on your reaction, their reaction to what you're saying, there's times when the best thing for you to do is just be prudent and back off and let your seeds grow through the efforts of the Holy Spirit.
Deborah, thank you. You've brought us right to the break, so we'll take a break. There are lines open, and we'd love your calls. Gary Zimak is our guest. We're talking about giving up worry for Lent. You can get the book and follow along day by day, or you can make the commitment to give up worry for Lent. And if you've got questions about how to do that, give us a call. Talk with Gary Zimak, 888-318-7884.
There's only one. Catholic Answers Live.
The Catechism defines evangelization as the proclamation of Christ and his gospel by word and the testimony of life. But what does that look like in real life? It looks like St. Paul street evangelists out in the public square sharing the good news. We're a Catholic nonprofit that starts conversations by handing out free sacramentals. Then we employ our method of listen, befriend, proclaim, and invite. Catholic Answers is supported in part by St. Paul Street Evangelization. Visit streetevangelization.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm Debbie Giorgiani. Adam Bly and I invite you to join us as we tackle the spirit world on EWTN Radio. Adam has assisted at thousands of solemn exorcisms and resolutions of hauntings. He also reaches out to educate people on the paranormal and the occult in our culture. Join us tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern for the Spirit World on EWTN Radio.
Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Our guest is Gary Zimak. I've been a fan of Gary Zimak's work for years and years and years. I've told Gary this before on the air that there were several years in a row where my wife picked up give up worry for Lent and did it again. And it's not a one-time, it's certainly not a one-time thing. In part, I have to say, Gary, you're a very fine author, but it's not a one-time thing in part because scripture is not a one-time thing. You can read those scriptures again and again and again. You're going to get something new every single time. But I imagine you get lots of people who do that, who say at Lent, I'm going to get out my Give Up Worry for Lent book again and do it again.
You know, I'm so glad you brought that up, because when I first started hearing that, people would say, yeah, I'm going to read your Give Up Worry for Lent. I've been reading it for 3 years now. And I would be taken aback and say, wow, I guess I'm not that effective of a communicator. But then I began to realize, and this is so important, and you just touched on it, every year we have new problems. We have new opportunities to either worry or to trust. I've got a bunch of them this year, things I didn't see coming. You know, especially now that I'm about to go out and really travel a lot and speak during Lent, of course, all kinds of things are happening around the house and giving me occasions to lapse into worry. Totally different things than we had last year. But every opportunity to worry is an opportunity to trust. And that's what I found. The Lord will stretch us. Once we make that, once we tell him we want to grow closer to him or we're trying to grow in faith, he's going to test us. And, you know, I've had to sacrifice my Isaac on numerous occasions, in a figurative sense. That's what he did with Abraham. He said, okay, Abraham, your faith is going pretty good. Now I need you to sacrifice your son. And Abraham believed. Abraham believed. He knew they were coming back down from that mountain. And he did it. That's unbelievable. And this is what the Lord does to us. He gives us new occasions to either worry or to trust him. And, you know, I don't like these problems. I don't like storms. I like comfort. I don't like stress. But if it's going to help me to grow closer to the Lord, and I've told him this, he can keep bringing it, because I just want to get closer to him, and I want to be able to help other people. I kid around, Si. We joke, I smile, we laugh, and I do that at my talks too. But my heart goes out to some of these people that I speak with. I know people are hurting. I know they're hurting. I feel their pain, and I just want to help them and give them hope.
I know that, Gary. I know that that's true. By the way, 888-318-7884 is our number, 888-318-7884. I mean, one of the saddest things of our time is this grinding worry that people have. And it's not like, so you're the young married couple who's trying to make the buck stretch till the end of the month and feed the kids and all that. I'm talking about like sixth graders who really, like, what do you, want to say, what do you have to worry about? But it's not the case. They have the whole world to worry about. And you just realize when you see it, this peace that Christ came to offer us is inexhaustible. And but the need for it is inexhaustible as well. We constantly need to be reminding people or inviting people, this piece is for you. Accept it. Come and get it.
Yes. And it is not dependent upon external circumstances. And I think one of the reasons that the Lord created me the way he did, and I worried from the time I was 6 or 7 years old. I worried that my parents would die. I worried I would get beat up in school. I worried I wouldn't pass the test. I worried that I'd never have any friends. I mean, over and over, so many different things over the years. I ended up in the emergency room several times in my 20s when I was having panic attacks. I had digestive problems. I had heart palpitations. You know, I had shingles. I mean, you name it, I've had it. And that's one of the reasons I think people take me seriously when it comes to this, is because I understand. I know what it's like to worry. And yeah, when I was a kid, I had a very easy life, but I still worried. I was terrified. I'm wired that way. There's a lot of us like that. So I don't preach at anybody. I really do live this, and I understand. I've seen what the Lord has done in my life and how he's brought me peace, even though there might be a storm going on around me. And I think that's where we need to get to, you know? No matter what happens, we can still have that supernatural peace that surpasses all understanding.
Amen. Amen. 888-318-7884 is the number. I imagine people ask you this all the time, but is there a particular scripture that you go to again and again as far as the worrying goes, as far as the... I know that the prescription you give for overcoming worry is trust. And there's a firm reason to trust. So when you're feeling a lack of trust, Is there a scripture that you, Gary Zimak, go back to again and again?
You know, I don't know. There's so many, but the one that really comes to me, and the one I start off, give up worry for Lent with this one, is Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, yeah, and I will give you rest. You know, that's me every day. I'm burdened by something, or I'm weary. That's the invitation to come to Jesus, you know? So I always go back to that one. That's one of my favorites. There are so many that really speak to me, but I need to remember that Jesus wants me to come to him. And honestly, I'm blessed to be able to go to daily mass every day. And I look forward to it so much, to really not only being able to pray in the morning, I speak to the Lord. My wife and I pray together, something we started several years ago, but to be able to experience his real presence in the Eucharist. My wife and I go to daily mass, and there's nothing like it, man. Come to me. You're weary, you're burdened, you're tired, you're struggling with the world. Come, and I'll give you rest. No conditions, Si. No yeah. conditions on that. Unconditional offer. Come to me, I'll give you rest. Now, of course, it'll happen by way of the cross, which we all experience, but that's the beautiful thing about Jesus. He can give us peace in the midst of suffering. Wow, that's fantastic. That's great. So that's my favorite verse.
Oh, that's beautiful. And that's the truth about the giving peace in the midst of suffering. Peace is not related to, like you said, the passing moment. It's something yeah. that is beyond the passing moment, the peace that Jesus mm-hmm. gives. And again, I just come back, you know, people think, well, like we'll get people and they'll say, you know, the thing about Catholicism is just so rule-based. There's so many rules. And you want to go, that is not my experience at all. This is liberation yeah. is what I experience yeah. in the Catholic Church.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Lord wants us to, he wants to lead us to the truth. He's telling us, here, if you do this, you're going to be happy. And, you know, and that's the beauty of Catholicism. That's why I love being Catholic, and that's why I'm so grateful for the sacraments. And by the way, just let me throw out there, I am a firm believer in receiving the sacraments as often as possible. As somebody who tends to worry, the grace that I received, not just in the Eucharist, but through confession, man, that helps me so much. And not a day goes by, Si, that I don't call on the grace I received at baptism, too, and confirmation. I call on that grace. And I ask for the strength that I need and to be able to find peace in the midst of my circumstances. So sacraments are great. I love being Catholic. Can I just say that?
Me too, Gary. Me too. And I love that it has the healing that the world seeks. And I think that's what you're bringing yeah. to people. Give Up Worry for Lent is the name of the book. You're welcome to call 888-318-7884. Brother Knight Scott is in New York. Thank you for the call. Go ahead with your question for Gary Zimak.
Hey, I had a quick question about, you know, worrying, especially when it comes to degrading the mass. You know, you get worried because there's a senior priest, he's a priest in years, and he changes the words of the mass to household instead of kingdom, and I'm worried that it's going to totally degrade the mass.
Okay, we have a little bit of rough connection, so I'm going to repeat it. But worries at mass because there's a priest that changes the words of the mass, and so worried about does that degrade the mass when the words are changed? What would you say, Gary?
You know, I just have to tell you, Si, you know, I've been a big fan of Catholic Answers for many, many years. You guys were responsible for my conversion. I've told you that before. I called the Catholic Answers hotline one time about somebody, a priest who was changing the words of Mass, because I was worried that the consecration was invalid. And I talked to one of your apologists, and he said, no, he shouldn't do this. It's not right for him to do this, but it will not, based on what you're telling me, invalidate the consecration. So that made me feel good. This is one of those things that, and I don't know how you feel about this, Si, it shouldn't be done, but we'll encounter it sometimes. It's a matter of what I can control and what I can't control. If there's something I can do about it, if I need to talk to him or talk to somebody else or go to a different parish, then maybe that's what I should do. But there comes a point we're watching the priest too closely and looking for these instances of maybe he's doing a violation. It can take our focus away from Jesus. So I think, again, this is just my opinion, I think there's got to be a balance there. You know, that shouldn't do it, but I can't control him. But is there anything I can do? I can pray for him, certainly, but is there anything I can do to make it right.
It's thank you so much for the call, brother. I appreciate that, and I hope that that's helpful to you. But you remind me of Peter sinking in the water. It's you know, as we're always told, every priest practically who preaches on that is Jesus. He took his eyes off of Jesus, and that's why he began to sink. Mm-hmm. We lost brother. 888-318-7884 is the number. Thank you for the call. Gary Zimak is our guest. Hey, Lent's coming up. And sometimes one of the burdens of Lent can be these days before Lent, when we're thinking, well, what am I going to do? You know, what should I undertake? What does God want from me in Lent? If you are a person afflicted with worry, and as Gary said, worry is not the same as being concerned. There's many things to be concerned about. Where there's things that you can fix, but worry is that grinding kind of focusing on things that are not real or will very likely never be real, and they create this tremendous stress in us. It's not what God wants for us. So maybe giving up worry for Lent is what God is calling you to. Over the last 4 or 5 years that Gary has had the book out, thousands and thousands of people have worked their way in the Lenten season through Give Up Worry for Lent. Maybe you are one of those people who would benefit from doing that. Some, as we talked about, do it again and again. Gary, you know, I've just got a few more minutes with you.
Sure.
You talked about the process. The scripture is at the root of this whole thing. You always start with scripture. How did you come to find that in the reading of the Word of God, there was healing even for worrying, even for this affliction of worrying?
I think I was so desperate to find some sort of comfort in the Bible, because I was always, I began to learn, you know, and again, I'm going to go back to Catholic Answers Live. I listened to this show when I was really searching. I mean, you guys have helped me so much over the years. Somehow I tuned out a lot of stuff when I was in Catholic school for 12 years. I just didn't take it seriously enough. But once I heard people starting to talk about the Bible, and I was looking, desperately looking for peace, I started to try to find messages in the Bible where the Lord would assure me that it's going to be okay and that I'm going to get through this. And there are plenty of them in there. It's been a gradual process. I initially struggled to read the Bible, but over the years, I've really grown to love it and realized that, man, he's saying some good things in there. This is God speaking to me. And if God's telling me not to worry, I think he knows what he's talking about. But then my question to him is, or my response to him is, okay, if you say so, but you got to help me. And he does. That's, you know, right?
Yeah,
you're telling me not to worry, Jesus, but you better help me because I can't do it on my own.
You have a very familiar way of talking with him. Like, yes, I'm not saying you're being disrespectful, but that's a very familiar way of speaking to the Lord.
Yeah, and that's occurred as he's become more real to me.
Yeah.
That's occurred. That's happened, and I love it. He's real. He and I talk all the time.
Yeah, at a certain point, it's so easy for the worry or the upset or the sin that someone is involved in or whatever to be more real than God. But it's the relationship over time that begins to make God more real than whatever the affliction is.
Exactly. And that the Holy Spirit does that for us. The Holy Spirit helps us to choose to believe that God is real. And, you know, again, Si, we talked about feeling. It's not always a feeling. At the moment, I don't feel that God, my Heavenly Father, is in the room with me. But through faith, I know that he is. There's a difference there. My wife and kids are huddled in the back room. I told them to get out of the way because I have this show to do. So they're not here right now. I said it nicer than that.
I'm sure you did. Yeah, that sounded really good, Gary.
No. But, you know, I don't feel them right now, but I know they're there.
Yes, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
You know, and that's so important. You do it not by feeling. You do it through faith and through that belief. And every now and then, the Holy Spirit, quite often I'll say, the Holy Spirit lets me feel him too.
Praise
God. Like, God's with me, you know, so.
So much anguish in the modern world. It's not the Lord's will for us. Give Up Worry. Give Up Worry for Lent is Gary Zimak's very popular book. We're always happy to have Gary on at the beginning of each Lent. The website to check out, if you want to know more about what Gary does, find more about the Give Up Worry for Lent book and program. And if you want to maybe sign up for Gary's daily emails that he personally writes and and helps himself through his worry affliction, but also walks with others through their worry affliction. Just go to followingthetruth.com. Gary Zimak, you're one of my favorites. Thank you very much for being here.
You're a good man, brother. Thanks for having me.
And a blessed Lent to you too, Gary Zimak.
You got it, Sy. Same to you.
We'll see you next time, God willing, right here, Catholic Answers Live.